With us right now, Mark Steidel from Wisconsin Department of Transportation. A couple of projects very close together. One's been going all summer. The other just started. And that's the I-39 projects near Cedar Creek at the Business 51 South exit. First of all, the southbound bridge is open, but there's still some work going on there. What's the timeline for wrapping that up?
Well, yes, last weekend we switched the southbound traffic back to the southbound lanes, and we expect to be working in the median between the southbound and northbound for the next few weeks, and we'll hopefully have everything wrapped up for this construction season by the end of November.
The lanes right now are restricted to one lane north and southbound. Is that going to stay that way through November, pretty much?
Yes, during southbound and northbound will be reduced to single lane during off-peak traffic times to allow us to get in there and complete and restore the median. And that will take approximately 2 weeks, and then all the lanes should be open to two lanes in each direction by the end of November.
So there are times each day that you actually open that up to two lanes then?
Yes, during the when the traffic volumes start increasing, both when people are going to work in those early morning hours, and then again later in the afternoon when the traffic picks up with people going home from work.
We should probably remind people that speed stays reduced in that zone for now.
Correct. The speed limit will remain at 55 through the work zone until all work is finished and all lanes are open to traffic.
Just south of that, some work on the shoulders. Looks like a little pavement grinding going on there. What's happening and what's the timeline on that?
Yes, on both northbound and southbound I-39 between the 153 exit at Mosinee and the Maple Ridge Road exit, we are going in the process of removing the existing rumble strips on the driving lanes and moving them out approximately 2 feet further than they currently are.
Why is that?
Okay, we received several complaints from area residents around that segment of roadway with vehicles hitting rumble strips, so the department investigated and determined that rumble strips were getting hit at an unusually higher level than what we would have expected, and therefore, because of that, we are going to move them back out to the additional 2 feet, similar to what they are on South 153 and, again, north of the Maple Ridge Road interchange.
Any idea how long that'll take to finish that project?
Well, we hope to have finished that project by the end of this week, but being that it's late in the construction season and weather is a can be quite a challenge, it may end up carrying into next week to do the work.
I'm guessing that you hope the snow stays north of that project.
That's correct.
If the snow comes along, it might end up waiting till spring, correct?
If the weather is such that, you know, we can't get the work done during this construction season, yes, we would then finish the southbound lanes in spring of next year. However, I think the work only takes about 1 day per each side, and today we're doing the northbound lanes, and we should have the old rumble strips removed and the shoulders resurfaced by the end of today, and then we would do that same thing hopefully tomorrow for the southbound lanes, and then we will come back and then grind in the new rumble strips, and that can be done either later this week or even next week.